Hey family, welcome to Collective Conversations. Just want to say thank you for tuning into this week's podcast episode. We do have a Patreon at patreon.com/collectiveconversations. And if you want to join, you can get behind the scenes content, get early access to episodes, and even ask questions and be a part of community with us. We're also part of Collective Church in Carlsbad, California. And if you guys want to check us out there, you can check us out on our website at collectivechurch.co. Again, just want to say enjoy and welcome to this podcast. Well, hey, family, welcome to Collective Conversations. My name is Nick, and I'm the host for this podcast. And I'm joined with Christina Yim.
Hey, you guys.
She's our social media girl. We have Ezekiel Pugal.
Hello.
He's our associate pastor. We have Zach Quillisi.
Hey, guys.
And he is our lead pastor. And we have Megan Nicole.
Megatron Ross.
Hey guys, my name is Megatron.
Megatron, aka Your Darling Style, aka the other half of Zach and Meg on TikTok.
Girlfriend.
Yes.
Zach's girlfriend.
Hello.
And she is our guest for this podcast episode. And we just want to give her a warm welcome. And it's good to have you here. It's exciting to be here with you. But yeah, we are Collective Conversations. We're part of Collective Church in Carlsbad, California. If you don't know where that is, look it up. figure it out. We're North County, San Diego.
Not Carlsbad, New Mexico.
No.
Is it Carlsbad, New Mexico?
Yeah. There's a San Diego, Texas.
We're the better Carlsbad. The one next to the beach. And if you guys don't notice, we are in a different location right now. We are hanging out in an Airbnb. save money from renting the chapel, I guess. We're here. Just a little reminder, we do have a Patreon at patreon.com/collectiveconversations. And that's one way you guys can support us. You guys can get early access to episodes, get exclusive content, behind the scenes stuff. You guys can interact with us and even give us ideas on what we can talk about, what kind of topics we can talk about. And we also have our website, collectivechurch.co. And there you can see all of our information, a little bio about who we are, our mission statement, our core values. And even there's also a place where you can give. And if you guys do feel led to give and support our ministry, this podcast, it would be greatly appreciated.
So we can financially support our Stanley Cup addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Celsius.
I don't drink any.
I think I have a lot of addictions. Pre-workout? I'm just messing, guys.
No, he's not.
but yeah, we also have our, all of our social medias are going to be down in the description. We have our Instagram. You can find our Instagram, collective.church. But church is spelled without the U because
we can't have church without you.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Oh, isn't that cute?
That is.
And then you guys can talk
adorable.
To me.
We've had a little bit of a debate about that on the past three episodes of what was originally said, minus having the church or the U in the church for Collective Church for our Instagram. But anyways.
The let me clear the air. It's just because of collective.church was taken.
I don't know.
I'm not that creative. I'm not like.
I can figure it
out.
I'm
not cheesy like that.
Do you want
me
to put the U in there?
Oh, I don't know.
No, you can't. So there's already a.
No, it's already. There's a collective.church already.
Well, we
existing.
Could put like two U's in there.
Okay. It'll be extra unique. They go with the surf vibe.
We have a more biblical.
Even though none of us surf here.
I do. No. So, funny story with me with surfing. I told one of my friends because I'm really, really skinny. So, I challenged one of my friends or I told him, I was like, if you can find me a wetsuit that fits me, I will go surfing with you. And a year ago, like, we did go find a wetsuit that actually fit me. But I have yet to buy it because I don't want to drop like $250. But yeah, none of us surf. But we do live the beach life. We do like the water. We like the beach. We like the sand in our toes.
There is sand in between my toes right now.
Yeah. So sweet. Anyways.
What is happening?
In terms of a current event, as we kick off this podcast, a big announcement, something really exciting. Megan just opened up, launched her boutique of faith-based apparel and accessories, bags, stuff like that. And yeah, that's really exciting. You want to go ahead and tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So hi, I'm Megan. I know he already introduced me, but so I have had a fashion blog since 2015. I launched that. And so I've worked in fashion for years and has always just been a dream of mine to launch a store. I just wanted to launch a boutique since I was a little girl. And this past year, I just felt really called to launch it and to just kind of go for it. So I really prayed about it. And I remember one morning I woke up and I called Zach and I said, I am going to launch a boutique. And it's not just going to be just a normal boutique. I want it to be centered in Christ. And that was the most important thing to me. I've, you know, launched collections before. I've had a store a few years ago. I started something in like 2019. And I just knew that I wanted to do it different this time. And I just really felt in my heart how important it was to make sure that it was just centered in Christ. And I wanted the purpose and the mission to just really, you know, share my love for Christ. Yeah.
Amen. That's
what
so
was it? What was it called?
Shop Your Darling Style.
Shop Your Darling Style. Yeah.
So we're gonna go ahead and put that into the description. For one of the examples of the products is right there on the beautiful Mr. Zach.
Yeah, yes. I'm wearing a God is Good crew neck sweater.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's super awesome.
What is it? Oh, it's oatmeal.
That color, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, so I was just color. So confused earlier. She kept saying oatmeal flavor or whatever. And I'm like, that's so weird that you launch a boutique of clothing and accessories and you sell oatmeal as well. Like, it's so weird. Yeah.
Do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I thought the gray and the taupey brown, I'm like, that reminds me of an oatmeal cookie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So it was your idea that it was oatmeal?
Yeah. I liked it.
Oh, the more you learn.
Yeah. Health, fitness, fashion. Am I right?
And snacks.
And snacks.
I always have snacks. Oatmeal
cookies. Yeah. Amen. Well, that's super awesome.
Thanks.
I was really excited to see it. It just launched today as of March. What is today? The 2nd. March 2nd, 2024, earlier this morning. And yeah. And it kind of ties into what we want to talk about with our podcast today, with our episode today. And it's along the lines of being able to have passions or jobs, careers, as a Christian that are things that are not typically in the realm of Christianity or of faith. And I'm always reminded of the saying that we are in this world, but not of it. So it is said that Satan is the ruler of this world, right? And Jesus, he didn't ask for us to be taken out of this world, but to be protected from the evil within this world. And I think I just mainly want to tackle if Christians can have those hobbies, those passions, those careers outside of what is normal in faith, like vocational ministry, like being a pastor or working in a church, doing like social media for a church, being doing music for a church, and instead doing things like working in fashion, opening up and launching a boutique. And there's also other things, like we all have different hobbies. Fitness is a big thing for our church. We are
the fittest church in the
self-proclaimed
world.
Self-proclaimed the fittest church in the world.
And before you get going, I want to like talk to the listeners really quick and the people who are watching. I want you guys to think of your preconceived notions on what you feel materialism is in being a Christian and what fashion is in your brain already. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see if we have, can mix up your preconceived notions because most people have a taste or an idea of what they think about materialism as being a Christian. And before they even know the person intertwined with it. And let's just be honest, you might not know anybody who owns a boutique or in the fashion world that is a Christian.
Yeah.
And so you might have a negative or a positive or maybe even a neutral preconceived notion of what fashion and Christianity and how they can intertwine. So I just want you to start thinking about, like, what is your initial reaction right now when I say fashion and Jesus?
Yeah. Because there's that, that's good, because there's that, we've talked about it before, the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yes.
The effect of you create this whole picture and this whole idea of who someone is based off of a minute amount of information that you have on them. Yeah. And so your whole understanding of who they are is based off of what you know. And sometimes in terms of like social media, both of you guys do have a following on mm-hmm. TikTok and Instagram. You guys have probably seen it. People have built an image of who they think you are right. without knowing the whole understanding of who you are.
Mm-hmm. And I think that definition is like, you literally probably, if you've even following me for years, you probably still only know 20% about me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think to add into when Zach first introduced me on his page, we were getting a lot of hate comments on the lives, people saying horrible things about me because I wore makeup and because I curl my hair or love to wear dresses. And it was hard because I had to really cancel out the things that I was hearing and not take it to heart and know, like, my identity is in Christ and my identity is not in clothing. It's not in makeup. Yes, those are things that I enjoy and those are things like I'm very passionate about, but it was hard because I was getting judged based off of like a first image that people would look at me and say, oh, she's materialistic or she wears nice things, so she must be, you know, into herself or, you know, but they don't know my heart. They don't know where I come from. They don't know my relationship with God. So
yeah.
It's very hard in this industry and especially on social media, just to, you know, you're going to have people that are going to just judge you right off the bat.
Right. Yeah. And that brings me into the first question that I want to ask you is, like, and this will go to everyone, but specifically for you in the space of fashion, how do you maintain a heavenly mindset or a heavenly perspective, especially when there's things that like when fashion is something like a lot of people often see as just materialistic or very, very worldly, secular, whatever you want to call it. How do you maintain that heavenly mindset or that heavenly perspective going into an industry like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It's hard, especially working in the fashion industry as, you know, a fashion influencer also. I'm working on that side of things with brands and constantly getting in clothing and sharing like the latest trends. And it's hard because sometimes you feel like you're just going to get wrapped up in all of it, but it's so important to understand and remember why you're doing it. Why do I share outfits? Because I want to inspire other women to feel confident and to know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made and keep my eyes set on above and not just like on the things I'm constantly getting in, because you will get wrapped up in all of it. You're going to want the latest bag, the latest shoes. And there was a time in my life where I was wrapped up in all of that. You know, really before I was saved, I was spending thousands and thousands on bags and I just had no control. I was like, I need this bag, I need this, or I want the latest shoes. And I was just so wrapped up in all of it. And then there was a moment where I just kind of had like a switch. And I knew, I'm like, okay, I can't idolize this. I have to remember why I'm doing this, why I am on this platform. And sometimes I just, you know, if I feel like I'm getting wrapped up in all of the, you know, things of what fashion really is, I have to just remind myself why I do it. And really just take a step back and, okay, this is for the community and the other women who message me and say, oh, I wore this dress and you really just helped me feel confident again. And, you know, remind me that, you know, wearing floral dresses and the puff sleeve dresses, like I just feel feminine. And that's just, it lights me up. And that's why I do what I do.
In other words, you could be man of God, woman of God, and still look good.
Yeah.
Why you are in my brain, bro. Amen. You know, you're in my brain.
Amen.
Yeah. No, that's so awesome. And now here you are opening up, launching a Christian-based boutique with things like You Are Fearfully and Wonderfully Made.
Yes.
God is Good. You also have bracelets too, right?
Yeah, Be the Light. I have sweatshirts. I'm wearing the bracelet now, actually. It says Jesus. And then I have just some pearl bracelets. And I have tons of things. And there will be more launches coming soon too.
Amen.
And I just also, like, what a weapon for the kingdom if someone is a Christian in the fashion industry.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like being a Christian in the fitness industry or any industry, right? Would you rather have no Christians in there?
Yeah.
Like, it's so, so valuable, so important. Mm-hmm. And you have to be on guard no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, as a Christian, like, even in those enticing industries, you'll still... even if you're a Christian and you avoid everything that's seemingly bad or negative or evil, you're still fighting temptation and you're still fighting a spiritual war. Yeah. And I would just, you know, kind of call you out a little bit as a Christian. You're supposed to be on the offense and you're supposed to be in the world, not of the world. Mm-hmm. That analogy of the boat, right? If the world is the water and you as a Christian is the boat, right? You're supposed to be on the water. You're supposed to be like traveling amongst the water and sailing. But once you don't want to get all that water in your boat, because if you get too much water in your boat, it happens, you sink, right? So if you're in too much of the world, you participate of the world, you're going to sink. But
that's a good analogy.
You like that one?
That was good.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's perfect for like things like fashion. And there's like I said, we are like a big church on stuff like fitness and art. Like for me, I'm big on music. I know Zeke, he's huge on art and stuff. And the same question for you guys. How do you, as a Christian, in a space of things like fitness or things like art, that you can bring to light what is true, what is good news, or even just how do you glorify God in what you do? Even if it isn't directly and like visibly worshiping God in the way that it is seen as normal.
I have to really think about this. Because I have a lot of thoughts about a lot of things. And when it comes to art and fashion. But in particular for fashion, I'll say, there's this idea of like Christians and the idea of modesty or what that looks like and what we find aesthetically pleasing to the eye. And when we think about it, it's like when I was in Spain, when I got to visit some of the old cathedrals there, and the idea of that we harbor the Holy Spirit, that we're the temple of God. And when you look at these churches, when you look at these cathedrals, how well, like, and how extravagant these places are. And it's like, when we read the details of what heaven's going to look like or what we're going to be walking on, it's like, it is far from bland.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, oh, we wear these things to be extravagant, but we wear these things in honor of like the beauty of the glory of the Lord. Like,
yeah, it's almost worship, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Like the people building those buildings.
Yeah.
They're almost using their gifts that God gave them to worship him.
Yeah.
And in creativity, right? So who knows under that creativity umbrella, fashion, art, all that stuff falls under.
And so, like, particularly for men and like what I do or like what I like to wear, it's to challenge the idea of like what a guy can, like, not necessarily what guys should wear, but like, I think guys get caught up in the idea of like, looking a certain way as a man, and then sticking to certain looks or like colors or whatever. And I just remember when I started like going outside of my comfort zones when it came to what I wore, like we would start wearing like some longer baggier clothes or brighter colors, wear some jewelry, which I never would wear, or like, yeah, prior to maybe 2014 would never wear. And so when it came to that and like actually exploring my style and understanding like like the desires and things that I enjoy are also reflections of like the beauty that God sees in and through me.
Mm.
And so like that's helped me a lot with my confidence, because I could dress up and I could dress down and I feel fine regardless. And I think that's the benefit of like fashion in a general sense, is like you build this confidence where you know you could like, oh, I could dress up, I could dress down in public settings and not really worry about what other people think about me. Like, yeah. And so I'm like, sometimes, yeah, I used to overthink like, oh, if I wear this, like, what will people think if I, as a man, wear pink? Like, pink is one of my favorite colors to wear. And I always used to be like self-conscious about that. My color combinations, or like, oh, people are gonna think I'm less of a man because I enjoy more colorful choices than some, the idea of what men should like. And so
it just kind of reminds me of that like analogy of like, you don't judge a book by its
cover.
Yes. Whoa. There you go, Christina. By its cover. And like, I've read extravagant books with like the covers didn't seem that cool looking. It didn't catch my eye, but the book was good, right? Mm-hmm. And vice versa, where the book cover was like, whoa, caught my eye, and the book was like,
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Like usually the Holy Bible is
yes.
It's not a crazy cover. Some like majority of the time it's just leather.
Some people have cool art ones and like cool covers and stuff like that, but like
content's it's still
it's
the
just
same.
Simple. Fashion is art, and you just don't judge a person by its art. You just
And simple. Like Zeke, he's probably out of all of us like the most fashionable.
That's a lot.
At least
us four. At least the guys.
Yeah.
She's.
I don't know. I'm pretty fashionable.
Says the one that asked me if this outfit looks good or not.
Call me out.
Amen. But yeah, and then also something exciting for Christina, a little bit about what you did yesterday with CrossFit. That's another thing. Fitness in the realm of fitness, I want you to go ahead and tackle this, is being able to keep that mindset in fitness, especially in realms like CrossFit, where I've heard the criticism for things like CrossFit. Why are they wearing... they're just wearing sports bras, or they're the guys are just shirtless, and like this is just a place where people are just gonna.
It's like a cult, right?
But
yeah, no, that's so funny that you kind of like brought that up, because I've called Zeke before he like just driving to the gym, and I was like asking Zeke, I was like, Zeke, is it okay if I like take my shirt off? I'm like wearing a sports bra. And Zeke's like, that's a stupid question. He's like, you're fine. But, like, I just, like, I grew up in, like, a, like, kind of going back into fashion. Like, I was never confident, like, at all with, like, fashion and just, like, what I wanted to wear. Because I was told all these rules growing up of, you can't wear this, you can't wear that. If you're a woman, you can't do this. This is too seductive. Or this is going to give the guys, like, a wrong impression of you. And I'm like, then what am I supposed to wear? I'm like, if I can't wear this, am I just supposed to wear jeans and a baggy t-shirt? Then I'm like, fine. Or like, what if I want to dress up? But if I dress up and wear a dress and it's like a spaghetti strap dress, like, oh no, is that bad?
Ooh, shoulders.
Ooh. Yeah, but it's like,
it like reminds me of that the Song of Solomon. Like, oh man, your neck reminds me of the Tower of David. To say that. For you men that need pickup lines, just go up to any woman in church and say, hey, just want to let you know your neck reminds me of the Tower of David, overlooking the beautiful city of Jerusalem. Amen. Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
That's a good pickup line.
Is that how you got Megan?
And then you scroll, like you flip through the book of Numbers, like, oh, man, I'm in the book of Numbers, but yours ain't in it.
Ooh. How come you didn't use that on me?
I should use that on a guy.
I just had to smile at you, baby.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Anywho.
That was something I, like, always struggled with. And then it actually wasn't until last year I finally got the idea of it kind of doesn't really matter. The way how I look at it is intentionality and how the woman wants to dress. If her intentions are, I want to dress this way to get the guy, probably look at it in a different perspective. But if it's 100 degrees outside and you're sweating, then I think it's okay for you to wear a tank top and shorts. Mm-hmm. But also it's like intentionality with the shorts too. It's like, right. Are you wearing the shorts to show off different features or whatever it may be? So it's just like, that's what I'm like mindful of whenever I put on clothes. But I'm also not too worried about wearing a tank top before. Because before I was, because I was like, oh no, my shoulders. I was like, I can't. But now it's like, I don't really care. And then going back into the fitness, like calling Zeke about that question, I was like, that kind of was a stupid question that I asked. But at the same time, it's like still always like an insecurity, and not an insecurity, but a fear in my head of, is it wrong if I do just wear shorts and a sports bra to the gym? But then again, it's like, what kind of sports bra am I wearing? No, it's a normal, it's a typical standard sports bra. It's not even that big of a deal, I don't think. But yeah, same with the gym too. It's like, if you walk in and there's guys shirtless, there's girls in sports bras, whatever. But like, for me personally, my intentionality when I walk into the gym is, I'm walking into the gym because I want to work out and I want to do well. I'm not looking at the guy saying, oh, he's buff, he looks great. Or I'm not like looking at the girl and being like, oh, she's buff too. I mean, most girls are. So, but it's like, that's not my heart. Like, that's not my intention into it. Like, that's not where I'm, that's not my headspace when I go into the gym. My headspace is very much, okay, I see what the workout is. Now I want to be able to tackle it the best way that I can tackle it. But yeah, basically, yeah. Yesterday was my first CrossFit opening. It was so scary. The workout was really hard. And she
finished it.
I did finish it, so I was stoked. But halfway like through it, I remember I was doing the snatches and I wanted to give up. I was like, this is hard. Like,
and you said, my outfit looks too good to quit right now.
I said, this sports bra is popping off. No.
I think what you said with the intentionality part was super important because if we're all honest, I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room, on how we all are conditioned to look at ourselves in the mirror, to check if we look all right, and we're just all kind of in a negative bias, and sometimes, most of the time, we have a negative outlook on how we look.
Yeah.
And so we want to go to war with that, our human condition. We're going to war with a war we can't win, but we have weapons and tools we can use against it. For example, if we go in the mirror and say, man, I just wish I didn't look like this, or I wish I looked a little better, or my hair, or whatever, right? We are all conditioned to think negatively about us because our human condition is a negative bias, but we have Jesus who can, we can go keep going down the road of negativity, but we have Jesus and our identity in Jesus, and we can take the left-hand turn and say, you know, I'm not going to go down that road. Jesus made me this way. I love how I look. And I think with the art of fashion, it's okay that when you put on fashion to help that left turn feel a little bit better.
Yeah,
and look a little bit better and feel confident, and
it's okay to put on mascara if you're gonna go to the gym, you know.
Yeah,
if you feel good, you feel good. Yeah. You look more awake.
Dudes, put on some Daisy Dukes or something. I got a pair.
Absolutely not. There's just times, you know. There's things. Let's just say this: if you're around me as a man in the particular category of clothing was applied, I would say something and laugh at you a little bit, but
no, I would
like, you do you, boo boo, right?
I do like, he loves my gym fits.
Zeke wears crop tops all the time, and one says thick filet.
He wore it yesterday.
Yeah, thick filet.
That was so funny.
And a little side note with working out, like, this is a true story where I sweat so much when I do workouts like CrossFit and stuff. I'm like, this is kind of gross, but it's like puddles, right? Because I just work, right? And I don't care. I'm all about performance, and I'm like, I'm just working. But if I keep my shirt on, it gets drenched, where if I take it off, I can wring it out, right?
Oh.
And then yeah. I would go into my car and sit in my seats with that shirt on, and then, or I would have it off, and I would put that sweaty shirt in my trunk or in a bag, and then it just smells and it's horrible. Yeah. What was the solution? Take the shirt off.
Just take it off.
Right? Yeah. So, and it was just like, it was in the realm of fitness and stuff like that, especially yeah. in San Diego. It's kind of part
and
of
it's
the,
just very normal part of the in culture. CrossFit yeah, gyms. It's the culture. It's so normal in yeah. CrossFit
gyms. But it's also like you have to ever have like the right mindset. Like if a person's going to go in and be like, oh, I'm going to get that guy. Then it's like, okay, like are you working out or are you just like, are you wanting the guy's number? Like, you know, oh, that's not my intentions, but.
Well, but if it does happen.
If it happens.
Hey, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah. And I love when
you can come to me.
You know, per se, like in the CrossFit world or in the fitness world where people like are generally like if on the outside looking in, like, man, that person's confidence. I kind of look like that. And they have way more confidence than I have. I would never take off my shirt. I would never perform like that. Or I'd never work out or never sweat like that. And that yeah. person's doing it. And it's kind of inspiring others
yeah.
to maybe like, oh, maybe I can be confident like that as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of a superficial kind of.
Well, it's like influencing. It's the same kind of thing really in anything, whether that's in fashion or in fitness or, you know, whatever it is that you're passionate about, right? If you have a platform, social media platform. Like for me, if I'm wearing this dress and a couple of people see it and then they buy it and they're like, oh, well, I feel confident in that too now because she felt confident in the dress. And yeah. that's mm-hmm. what influencing really is all about. It's just sharing your passions with other people and making mm-hmm. sure you don't idolize it. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. The intention part is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The intention part is huge. Okay. And like I have a piece of scripture. It's from Matthew 11, and it's basically saying that no matter what, whether you do it, whether you do like you do it with an intention and a heart posture to glorify God in it, even if it's something in the world, it's still going to be misinterpreted and it's still going to be judged. It doesn't really like there's always going to be an opinion. Mm-hmm. Like you're never going to win 100%. Like there's going to be people's opinions. And it says in Matthew 11, it says it in verse 18 and 19, for John came, and talking about John the Baptist, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds. And then a part of it was a commentary, and the commentary said, whatever you do may be misinterpreted. Yet Jesus adds, but wisdom is proved right by her actions. I take this to mean that all we can do is the right thing and not worry about what anyone else thinks. Opinion polls don't count for much, do they? The proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Mm.
The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Yeah. There's for each of us, we will have our things that we do feel more passionate about, God-given gifts that we want to explore more. I know for me, one of those things that I've explored over the past year is my passion for writing and music and creating songs and stuff. And I know that there are some people that are like, oh, if you're going to use it to glorify God, then every single song that you have to make has to be a worship song. If it's something like art, every single piece of art that you do has to be something specifically for God, right?
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that I've talked with Zeke and I have talked about it before, that a lot of people, they don't understand that you can glorify God in what you do if you remember that God is God. That what we do and what we get inspired by, what we're passionate about, if as long as we don't make that our God, as long as we remember that God is God, then we can go forth understanding that we are glorifying God with what God has given us. It was really interesting. Jacob Collier who is musical genius. He just came out with his fourth album. But he had an interview at UCLA. This guy, he's insane with music. If you look up any of his songs, like he's very passionate about creating music that maybe not only is something that is really good to hear, but interesting to hear. And one of the things that he said was, disgust is proof that you are doing something interesting. That disgust is better than bland. The worst thing that someone can do in terms of music is show disinterest. The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. Yeah. So
Or apathy.
Yeah. Right. So it's like it was saying in the scripture, like it was saying in the commentary, like Jacob Collier is saying, as long as we make sure that God is God in what we do, and we remember that the gift that we've been given, like it says in James 1, that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. If we remember that, we remember that God is God, then we can go forth without having the worry of what other people think. Because there are always going to be opinions, no matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter who we follow, who we support, who we don't support, what we do say, what we don't say. Like 99% of the time we're gonna lose either way. Or I wouldn't say lose, but we are gonna get flack for it.
Flack. And it brings up a point, do not be an accidental Pharisee.
Mm-hmm.
You just read it to all of us, the scripture that says Jesus was considered a person who sat with tax collectors. And what also do they call Jesus? A drunkard.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? That Jesus drank wine, right? So we're on like that side of, what side of the bleachers are you on, mm-hmm. right? For example, I'm going to be real honest with you. Are you going to be the person that watches Zach work out and call him a sinner, mm-hmm. right? Or are you going to watch Zeke draw some art that's not Christian and call him a sinner?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to be watching Nick create a original song that's not worship focused and call him a sinner? Right? Or are you going to watch Megan talk about clothes and inspire other people with fashion? Or are you going to look at her and call her a sinner? Right? Just for those themes of doing those things. And it's tough. Which side are you on? Did Jesus drink wine with his disciples, or did what? And then are you going to be one who's going to be looking at Christina working out in a sports bra and say, she's a sinner? How dare she? You guys are all looking at these hobbies that we're doing and what we're passionate about and saying, how dare they?
Yeah. And even on the opposite side, they talked about John the Baptist abstaining from a lot of things, a lot of worldly pleasures. They called him, what's the word? It's like another word for a monk. Ascetic? Something like that. Someone that abstains from a lot of the worldly pleasures. And they said that he was possessed by a demon, or that he was a demon himself.
And we're all just out here trying our best.
Yeah.
Right. And because if you follow us for just a long while, we know, and you guys will know, and I'll be confident in this, that if you're listening or watching, that we all love Jesus with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Mm-hmm. And we out here trying.
Yeah.
Right. And just don't be an accidental Pharisee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are on the council when Jesus came into court. And you are on the council of people who spit at him and slapped him.
Mm.
When we are Christians proclaiming the name of Jesus, and you're slapping and spitting in our faces.
Yeah.
When you judge and critique us when you don't even know us.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like we need to make an episode on like personal convictions, because I feel like I've talked about it like in every single episode, like very briefly.
Yeah. But Romans 15, nothing goes in. Jesus makes everything clear, you know, like there's something in Mark and a whole bunch of gospels where it's something that it doesn't, whatever goes in doesn't make the person unclean. It's what comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow along with all five of us and what we do day to day in our lives and what we talk about and who we talk to and what we listen to and what we watch, all these things, in a combined effort, you're going to see a lot of fruit for the kingdom of God.
Mm. Mm.
And so I want to say woe to you.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Cry. It's okay to cry.
Sorry, I got a little passionate because we just get so many messages online and
yeah.
stuff like that. Or I hear a lot of gossip, or I hear the messages, or I hear the people talking, or why they left the church, or why we give Christianity a bad name.
Mm.
Woe to you, Pharisee.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's, like, it sucks, but that's the reality of the world we live in, that, and, like, I won't say that I'm perfect, and I've always been able to accept what people do when they're glorifying God. There has been, like, I judge. Like, I know for sure that I've done it before, and, like, I know I probably will. But there's things that we do have to remember that can be good reminders for us in our faith, good reminders for us in what we do. There's even the He Gets Us commercial.
Yeah.
There were so many people against it, saying that the Jesus that they were preaching is not the Jesus of the Bible, right? Things that
Jesus, like, only washed the disciples' feet only.
Yeah, or they spent millions of dollars on a Super Bowl ad when they could have fed the homeless, or they could have housed homeless people, or something. There's all of these things that people that they could have done as an.
Everyone has stones they're ready to throw.
Woe to you, Pharisees.
Yeah, and one of the things you posted it on your TikTok, on your guys' TikTok, about the He Gets Us commercial. You're like, one of the three things that you pointed out was that the commercial, if you're a Christian, is not for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The commercial was to
start conversation. It was for the unbeliever.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
people like.
But also, it was to remind us that we're not supposed to hate anybody.
Yeah.
We're supposed to pray for our enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I reposted it. It was a post by Ian Simpkins, and he said something along the lines like, everyone's a biblical literalist until it says pray for your enemies or wash each other's feet, stuff like that. Yeah. And because there's,
if you think they got it all wrong as enemies of the He Gets Us commercials, like, man, they didn't proclaim the Jesus that I know. They're not doing it right. What you're saying is, I'm not going to pray for my enemies.
Mm. Yeah, they're like I was saying about the Jacob Collier thing, that disgust is proof that you're doing something interesting. You're provoking something. If you know that you have the intention and the heart posture that this is going to be to glorify God, to reach people, to do the Great Commission, to make disciples, multiply, then whatever anyone else tries to throw at you, anything like Jesus, like you're not preaching the Jesus of the Bible. You're not using the money wisely. You're not being a good steward of what you've been given.
Yeah, let's pull up your bank account and see if you've been tithing and giving to
Jesus Christ.
You know,
Oh, call him out.
What are you doing for the Lord?
What are you doing, right? Woe to you.
Yeah, and that's majority of the time. It's people projecting their own personal convictions, their own callings, their own insecurities.
Right.
And it becomes a danger, because then it creates a distaste for the people that are trying to do what God has called them to do. And if people are continue to get the thing that try to do what God has called them to do, and they get the flack because it is not what other people think it should look like, then I know for me, I would be like, oh, then I don't want to do it. If it comes with all of this flack and all of this judgment from people, I don't know if I want to do this. Yeah. When instead we could encourage each other, I know for me, like, fashion is not my thing, because I look good in everything.
Obviously.
But I, like,
like, why did I not expect that? And then you just hit me with the big blow. I'm like, golly, goodness gracious.
So, like, fashion is not my thing. but I see Megan's heart for it. And I see like creating a boutique that's Christ-based, that's faith-based. And I want to build her up and say, keep doing it. Not because I think that I'm like not because like, or what was I trying to say? Like, because I'm not interested as much in fashion.
But she's on our team playing a different position.
Right. On our team playing a different position. That's perfect. Yeah, because
I know.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. Oh shoot.
But there things like art. I suck at drawing. I'm terrible at drawing.
No. Every child is an artist. They just grow up. You could be an artist.
Well, art can take forms in different.
I don't know. The world's standards of art is pretty low nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh shoot.
But like, I know that I'm not like, I'm not into drawing. I'm not into all of the oil colors or charcoal.
Just put tape a banana to a wall. That's art.
That's true.
You'll make millions.
But I do want to build up Zeke in continuing to do what he does with art, because there are things like that he's created that has brought me to tears, and it's not even directly related to, worshiping God.
Wait, so art, Zeke, you'd categorize like, I have a weird addiction to like, you know, on the shower door, if it's glass, you like draw with the water, right?
That's art, yeah.
Is that art?
Yeah.
In the world standards, yeah. Okay. I was like, anything is art nowadays.
I'm really good at that.
I was like, have you seen the performance art where the man stood up a bunch of buckets of sand and there's a crowd of people watching him, and he got paid big bucks for that.
Everyone was like, once it happened and all of the sand dropped, everyone was quiet for like a few seconds, and then he was like, I'm done. Like, applaud.
Wait, they just dump sand?
Yep.
That's crazy.
But anyways, the discussion of art standards can be for another thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's the reminder that like, again, different position, same team. Yeah. We like maybe for the He Gets Us, their heart is for the people that are lost, that maybe they do have initiatives to help people that are struggling with homelessness or that need food. But I think one of the things for their heart for that is reaching people that are struggling. And like, you don't know how many people are struggling that were watching the Super Bowl. There were, I forget how many, I think it was like 200 million projected people watching the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, it was the biggest one ever.
Yeah, because of Taylor Swift.
And so we just kind of going back to like the platforms that we have. Mm-hmm. In Zeke's art, fitness, or pastoral ministry for me, fitness. Kristen, you're really well-rounded in like everything. Can you draw? You can't draw.
No, I can draw.
Platforms. We all have platforms. Nick with worship and singing and music, and Megan with fashion and devos, and she's a powerful voice as well. Really, really, really using that for the kingdom of God. Like we're advancing the kingdom and influencing. Just like the He Gets Us commercials, that they had a platform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have a platform and we're doing it.
Yeah.
Guess what? We're not perfect.
Right. One of the first things that I thought of, because like I knew that the judgment was gonna come for the He Gets Us thing, was like, how many people were watching the Super Bowl were at their wit's end, that were struggling with their marriage, struggling with finances, that were like they were just doing something that was like a quote unquote national holiday, watching the Super Bowl, and they happened to see a video talking about the love that Jesus has for them and allowing people to come as they are.
Yeah. You have no idea what seeds were planted.
And it makes me think of, you know, what is it? The Salt and Light collection, the girl that makes, it's the same thing, mm-hmm. But I just don't understand the upset. It's like
Jesus would never wash Biden and Trump's feet.
Yeah. I just think that's crazy. Yeah,
and I remember when that was a trending thing to share on social media, when people were sharing all those pieces, but then the He Gets Us one is the one that I guess broke the camel's back, mm-hmm. for some reason.
Yeah. But yeah, like you're gonna continue to get the misinterpretations, the judgment, I guess the encouragement that we could have to you guys is, if you feel like God is calling you to something, if you do feel like God has given you a gift, first of all, remember that God is God. Remember that God is God, that He is the one that has given you the gift. And then with that gift, use it to glorify God. Not get too preoccupied in what, like, in what it is that that becomes the idol. We are going to struggle with that, and that is going to happen. But being able to go back to the center, and the center is Jesus. There's all these things that we can try to turn to, and sometimes in reality, the thing that we sometimes turn to is a God-given gift, and we turn that into an idol. But continue on with what you are doing for the Lord. Continue reminding yourself that God is God, and He is the one that has given you this. And I know that it is hard to ignore or not try to snap back at people that don't know you, people that are trying to bring you down because of their own insecurities or convictions. But the thing that I would encourage you with having an intention and a heart posture towards glorifying God, keep doing it.
That word perseverance. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just so proud of Miss Meg here. Like, she has persevered through all the nasty comments. And in reality, I've kind of seen some of those darker days of where, you know, like, we're all human, and sometimes it actually gets to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's just persevered through the whole thing and launched clothing with her platform that proclaimed the name of Jesus. And I just want to say thank you for sticking to it. And it's super cool. Yeah.
And I just want to thank you, Zach. That was really sweet. But I just want to add in too, if I can encourage anyone here today, if there is someone or, you know, a group of people, maybe it's you're in college, it's a college professor. I know for me in college, I had a professor that wouldn't let me into the classroom if I was wearing makeup. I was not allowed to go to class. I was told I couldn't wear makeup for a month. And it really destroyed me a little bit, because it was something that I loved and was passionate. But if you have someone who's telling you that you can't do something, or they're judging you, or they're making you feel like you are not enough, I just want to remind you that you are. And that your worth is not in what people are telling you that you are. Worth is not in other people. It's not in the judgments. It's not in the comments they're making. Your worth is in Him. And just you know, remember that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Mm-hmm. And so do not lean on others, the mean comments, the hate, the judgments, all of that. Just know deep down in your soul where you come from, whose you are, and who you are. That's important.
Amen.
Is there a fake round of applause on the sound machine?
Oh, there is.
No.
Wait. But every single time I've tried it, it doesn't show up on the thing. Yeah. But yeah.
The crowd goes wild.
The crowd goes wild.
Megan Nicole Ross dropped the Megatron. Mic.
Megatron.
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 Let's see, I have to get a shirt that says Megatron.
And I do. You guys, I know you guys are thinking the things that I know you're thinking. That, like, the love of my life's nickname is Megatron. And Megatron is the evil.
Like, oh, I wasn't thinking about it at all.
No, yeah, I'm just. She's either. Like evil. Like, he's evil. Like, he wants everyone. That he wants humans to cease to exist, right?
Can we make a T-shirt with all of our faces on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, dope.
That's okay. And then, but I promise not to use that and call her Megatron in a disagreement.
Well, maybe Megatron.
You're being such a Megatron right now.
Redeeming the name.
Oh, Megatron's redeeming the name. Yes. Yeah.
Megan's redeeming Megatron.
Are we gonna get judged for watching a fake Transformer science alien movie?
Maybe.
Probably.
Woe to you.
I love the Transformers movies.
We'll be judged.
Godzilla and Kong comes out.
Disneyland.
Oh, if you guys want to see Nick and I in theaters, Godzilla and Kong.
I was like,
wait, which one's which?
I'm the Velocipaster.
Wait, are you Godzilla or are you?
Yeah, I'm Godzilla.
Okay, I was like, I do.
You're Kong.
If you guys don't know,
he's a professional. Can I brag about you for a second?
Yeah.
He is a professional imitator of a gorilla.
Yeah. No, I literally was thinking about that the other day, and there was a guy that like he went viral on TikTok like back in 2021 for doing a gorilla walk and like all of these different scenarios, being a gorilla, acting like a gorilla, and I was like, I just went back and watched him. It made me so happy. So I was like, that's me too.
So if part of your calling is to gorilla walk,
do it.
Gorilla walk.
Do it.
In the name of Jesus.
Just make sure Jesus is in the center of it.
Yeah. And you guys don't know how much you guys are going to impact someone whenever you just simply show them the love of Jesus.
Gorilla walk. You never know how much you're
going to
impact somebody.
It's simple. Okay, let me dumb it down as we close this one. Number one, you should go try to read Accidental Pharisee by Larry Osborne. It's a great resource. Number two, try not to be an accidental Pharisee. And number three is you have interests and passions in your life that you could be the light in, and people that are not Christian have the same passion, and it's your job to go win their soul.
Use it.
Use it.
Use it for the kingdom.
Don't Ka-chow. Get scared.
Because
that's me.
But yeah, again, as we close, a reminder, Patreon.com/collective conversations. Again, We're
a crowdfunded podcast.
What does that mean? We're funded by crowds.
Funded by a crowd of people that believe in us. That's what Patreon. Patrons?
Patrons. Patreons?
Patrons.
So, yeah, so we're figuring it all out. This is barely our negative second podcast. And so we're trying to figure out what we're doing. But yeah. We also
with
have,
the profit, we'll learn math. We'll
yeah.
do a Math for Dummies book.
And then we have our website, collectivechurch.co, and you guys can get information on who we are, what we do, where we meet. Sundays at 5. And so if you guys are in the area in Carlsbad, in San Diego, or even Orange County, LA area, and you guys want to make a trip down, come visit us, come visit our church. We're here in Carlsbad. Or tune into the live on Zach and Meg's TikTok. It's live right there. And yeah, and you guys can also, again, give on our website there. And then finally, just follow us on all of our socials. It's in the website. It's going to be in the description. And also check out Megan's boutique shop, yourdarlingstyle.com. And there you can get what Zach's wearing. You can match Zach.
Can we end it like this?
Pasto Zach.
Are you done?
Pasto.
Pasto yeah. Zach done. And
Pasto.
Color, size, extra large.
Double X.
Double X.
All right, we're going to finish off with this. God is good all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.